Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Over 170 rockets were launched from Lebanon into northern and central Israel on Sunday, leaving damages and at least seven wounded in multiple sites, Israeli Army and Ambulance Service, MDA, said. Here's Israel's Ambulance Service's Deputy Director of the Yarkon region, Sachar Hezkelovich.
Around 12:50 afternoon, sirens heard in the center of Israel, and after the sirens, we heard a big boom and explosions around the Petah Tikva city. This is one of the main cities in the center of Israel. Paramedics and EMTs of Mada that reached to the scene found six people that needed a treatment and evacuation to a hospital.
Lebanese state media reported two Israeli strikes on Beirut's southern suburbs on Sunday, about an hour after the Israeli army posted evacuation calls online for parts of the Hezbollah bastion. An Israeli strike on a Lebanese army center has killed one soldier and wounded 18 others. Israeli strikes have killed over 40 Lebanese troops since the start of the war. The Israeli military expressed regret over the strike, saying it occurred in an area of ongoing combat operations against Hezbollah.
We must pressure the Israeli government and maintain the pressure in Hezbollah to accept the U.S. proposal for a ceasefire.
That was Josep Borrell, EU foreign policy chief, echoing the wish for a ceasefire. A U.S. mediator traveled to Lebanon and Israel this week in an effort to secure that ceasefire. Lebanon's caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati said in a statement that Israel had sent, quote, a direct and bloody message rejecting all efforts to reach a ceasefire to bolster the Lebanese army's presence in the south and to implement UN Resolution 1701, end quote. This is VOA News.
This document is nothing more than an optical illusion. This, in our opinion, will not address the enormity of the challenge we all face. Therefore, we oppose the adoption of this document.
Lina Nandan, India's Secretary of the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, expressed her country's frustration as the COP29 conference in Baku, Azerbaijan, finally ended after a new climate finance deal was agreed to. The deal commits developed nations to pay at least $300 billion a year by 2035 to help developing countries green their economies and prepare for disasters, but it is far short of the needed $1.3 trillion. There is a partial mobile and internet blackout in Pakistan ahead of planned protests on Sunday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Pakistan has suspended mobile and internet services in areas with security concerns as supporters of imprisoned former Premier Imran Khan gear up for a protest in the capital. Sunday's protest is to demand Khan's release. He has been in prison for more than a year but remains popular. His supporters rely heavily on social media and messaging apps to coordinate with each other. Pakistan has already sealed off Islamabad and shut down major roads and highways connecting the city with Khan's power bases. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Pakistani government team has managed to mediate a seven-day ceasefire deal between rival sectarian groups on Sunday, a team member said, ending days of clashes that have killed at least 68 people. Preparations are underway on Sunday for the second meeting of the G7 foreign ministers in the year of the Italian presidency. The ministers sitting at the round table will not be the same as 7 months ago, as Britain, France, and Japan changed governments following elections, while the United States is also preparing for a change of administration. Enzo Morvero Milanese, the former Italian minister of foreign affairs, said the G7 talks were important.
It is quite important for Western country to be in close cooperation in order to grant a sort of common position in the diplomatic talks and in looking for a better and more peaceful world.
At the top of the delegation's agenda will be major global tensions, from the conflict in the Middle East to the war in Ukraine and the stability of the Indo-Pacific region. Floods swept through parts of Britain on Sunday as residents woke to flooded homes and streets as Storm Bert battered Britain. Storm Bert brought snow, rain, and strong winds on Saturday, killing one person and closing several railway lines, bridges, and roads. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.